This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, although tonight the overarching topic has been toplessness and the prohibitions on women being topless when men, totally fine, no problem. Let it hang out, guys. Totally fine. Everything's okay. World's not going to come to a close. But, oh, my God, if a woman takes her her top off and hide the children.
It's a bit of a double D standard.
It sure is. And we've heard from, surprisingly, the majority, supermajority of calls tonight have been against women being able to be topless.
That's ridiculous.
And actually, Camel Toe, we're going to get back to our calls here in a moment, but Camel Toe in our chat room, that's his name, in the Discord chat, said earlier, about 20 minutes ago, he said, how are most people libertarian when they're this prudish? He says, LOL, gotta have laws for that. It's the common argument, says Camel Toe. Most people are libertarian. They just haven't been exposed to it yet. He says, I've been hearing that for 18 years. And I think that I probably have said something similar to that in the past, but I wouldn't say that it's true that they're libertarian necessarily.
Well, it's more about that phrase is more about when somebody sort of comes to terms with what libertarianism is, then they have that feeling, you know, that, oh, I've been this way all along.
And I think that where that is for a lot of people is when they don't know what libertarianism is, the idea of non-aggression, the idea of it's not okay to use violence or the threat of violence to achieve your goals in life, whatever that might be, you know, getting people to act in a certain way or
don't hit people, don't take their stuff.
Yeah, that's the basic rules. And most people, when they hear it that way, they're like, yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
And most people do. But when you start getting into these sort of subtleties of other people's rights, that's where it kind of washes away, because people don't have that principle for other people. What people do seem to have, and again, we're speaking generally, this isn't true of everybody, but there's a large number of people out there who, yeah, I like freedom for me.
Right.
I can be free. I ought to be free. My business ought to be unregulated. My business should have no, you know, taxes. I shouldn't have to pay taxes, and I agree. You shouldn't, and there should not be those things. But then when it comes to those other people, that weird guy down the street, well, he wouldn't help his neighbors, and so therefore we need to force money out of him to pay
right.
for the roads, or that business across town, well, they're ripping people off, and we need to have government regulations to make sure that they, you know, are good business people. And so they're inconsistent.
Right.
People want to be free. I think that's true for a lot of people. Not true for everybody. Some people want to be told what to do. But there's a lot of people that do want to be free, but they don't want their neighbors to be free.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not really freedom-friendly people. They don't understand it.
You have to be consistent in the principle. And I think that's the major difference between somebody like myself and the majority of, we'll say, the United States of America, is that I do love freedom. And I want all of the freedom that I can possibly get. I, however, realize that in order for me to have that much freedom, I also must heavily advocate for everybody else to have the same amount of freedom.
That's right.
Not more.
That's right. I think it's Dr. Mary Ruart in her book, Healing
Our
World,
man,
where she talks about how if you want others to be controlled, that you will find yourself to be controlled, that you will find that those other people are going to try to control you back, and or some control freak will, or whatever.
Yep.
And so you have to let go. You have to become tolerant or allowing of other people to do the things that you wouldn't necessarily do if you had freedom. So you may know how to run your life best, and you may think you know how other people should run their lives, but it's not okay for you to force those people
right.
to do those things. And so when you really become a libertarian is when you finally not only embrace your own freedom and your own desire to be free, if that's what you have. Again, if you want to be told what to do, there's plenty of people who you can hire to do that. But, you know, when you finally say, I want to be free, and you come to that that aha moment of saying, oh, well, maybe I should stop advocating that other people should be restricted if I myself would like to be free. And that's really the key to it. And I think that's what most people who maybe have that seed of libertarianism are missing out on. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Tim. He's in Michigan listening to WATZ and I believe Alpina. Go ahead, Tim.
Timmy.
On FM.
Guten Abend. Ich ein Deutschlander.
Was sagst du?
You speak, is that German?
Barely.
Okay, yeah, I don't speak German. Let's have this conversation in English.
Was ist die Uhr?
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm also an American guy, too, you know.
Okay. What's that mean?
American people are too uptight, really.
So you're admitting that you are also uptight?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And you know what? I grew up with a bunch of people over in Germany. They really don't have the kind of hang-ups that people do here.
Yeah, so the naked people in Germany, we actually heard from another lady earlier tonight who had a similar experience where she felt totally fine. She wasn't threatened. There wasn't somebody that was, like, grabbing at her.
Damn it. I was going to ask her if they served beer, but apparently they do. They have a swim-up bar. So never mind. I got my answer. Because, you know, the Germans are always serving beer at places they don't in America, like McDonald's and crap like that.
So what do you think it is? Tim, is it with Americans, is it their Puritan past? Is that where this comes from?
Yeah, I'd say it's a religious thing, but nonetheless, you know what? You have to admit, showing the nipple is like an identity to a breast, really. You know, it's kind of strange to think about it, but it makes what is most notable about a woman's body. Don't you think? They're all different.
I mean, I don't know if it's the most notable.
No, I don't think it's that notable.
On some women, certainly, you know, depending on, you know, the size,
there are
for
some
example,
where they're unusually large, but mostly they're fairly uniform,
I would
say.
Depends on, like, what you're into as far as what's going to attract you. So, you know, some dudes are into, you know, the hiney, right? You know, they enjoy the booty vision, right?
Yep,
other guys are into a pretty face, you know, that kind of a thing.
That might be that might be their hang-up, though. It's, you know, they can't handle the popped out nipple or, you know, whatever.
I don't get it, though.
They're all different. I've never seen
anything with the same. That's on the individual to deal with, right? So if you freak out somehow because you see an exposed female nipple, that's on you. That's not on everybody else.
Right.
That's not on the legislator. That's not on, you know, the lawmakers. That's not on the police, the military,
that kind
of a thing. It's on you.
I think women ought to have the same rights as men do. I mean, if men...
Great call, man. Thanks for sharing with us. You know, why did our board op just dump that call? Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Did he say? I didn't hear him say anything.
No, me neither.
The board op just hit the dump button on Tim, and I'm not sure why that was.
Oops.
I'm going to apologize to Tim for that because maybe...
Did he dump us? Did he say something?
Well, I mean, the dump machine dumps everything that's on the air, and I don't think the two of us said anything.
We've been flushed.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Bordoff says he said, if men can't, why the F can't women? If that's what he said, I didn't hear it at all.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Bordoff.
Yeah,
thanks for having our back.
Right by me. Maybe I'm just so, you know, used to that phraseology or something. I don't know, but didn't pop out to me.
Thank you, Bordoff.
Get it? Pop out? All right. So we go on. I'm trying here, Captain. You've got
the innuendo has been thick tonight.
All right. We continue here with Isaac. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN-FM. Go ahead, Isaac. Hello? Isaac? I hear somebody there. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. What I think is that it should be free for everybody to have the same right.
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I say that is that any man or a boy that's going to freak out because he's seen a woman's titties or nipple is like that person is a rapist in private. Because if you can't control yourself because you see a woman's nipple, you're a rapist in private. My only concern is there going to be a law that is going, you know, that set everything in detail? Because it will not be nice if a couple, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend, sitting in the next seat, and there's a man with kids, and the boyfriend rubbing love.
I'm gonna drop. We gotta dump that one. I'll let it go on the internet stream, but I had to dump that one from
855-450-FREE. Everyone, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The next generation Wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing for anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. We've been discussing topless freedom here in the United States, and obviously there's different rules in different parts of the world, and even within the United States there's different rules. Some cities, totally fine, no big deal. Some states, it's not illegal, like here in New Hampshire, but in some cities in New Hampshire, it is. Laconia has passed an ordinance prohibiting topless women, not topless men.
I'm sorry, it's pronounced Draconia now.
It should be. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, and that's what the Supreme Court of the United States refused to hear a case out of the New Hampshire Supreme Court, which the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled 3-2 that, no, it's no problem having this law that completely criminalizes one thing for women to do, but completely makes it legal for men to do. That's not a problem. It's not discriminatory in any way, shape,
or form. That's messed up, too, because they talk to citizens and say things like, ignorance of the law is no excuse, but then a law gets presented to them, and, we'll just ignore it.
So we go to, they are the law.
Right, but they're ignoring an obvious double standard.
It's so
standard,
obvious.
Right,
it's just prudishness. The only thing that could possibly make them make this decision, right? And again, it was 3-2, so it was close. One change out on the on the court, and that could reverse and go 3-2 in the other direction.
But the Supreme Court is just like, we don't think so.
The U.S. Supreme Court just didn't want to hear it.
We're going to ignore it.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sheila in Kentucky. Sheila, you're on Free Talk Live. You calling from Bowling Green tonight, Sheila?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider the human being to be the intelligent part of the world?
Well, I would say that humans overall are probably the more intelligent species on the planet, although dolphins are arguably fairly intellectual, and maybe some chimpanzees. I mean, we don't really have easy ways to measure the intellect of other animals because they can't as easily communicate.
I agree with you. Sure. But I think we were put on this earth to be the intelligent part of the being.
Okay.
The world.
Okay.
And that... No, a woman shouldn't just walk around topless because...
Why?
Some people see the breast of a woman is purely a sexual thing. It's not a thing where she can also breastfeed her child.
So wait, so a woman should be threatened with jail because some people might consider it sexual to walk around topless?
Again,
You don't have a great cell phone connection here tonight. So what you're saying is that because some people will consider a woman walking around topless as sexual, that should make it so the woman is threatened with jail for doing such a thing.
Well, you know, as a man, that if it's considered sexual to you, what do you think? You're either going to make a play on the woman...
Why is it your job to try to protect women from men making plays on them? If a woman is wanting to make the decision to go around... Huh?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me finish my statement first.
Go ahead.
It's not. The point is that they should not be running around like that in front of children.
Oh, now it's the children. Okay, so at first you were saying it was because men would think a certain thing. Now it's about the children.
It's not one thing, it's about all of it.
What is going to happen to the children? What exactly are the children at risk of if they see some nipples in public?
They're going to be perverts.
You've got to be kidding me.
They're going to grow up to be perverts.
There's people being raped all the time.
No, they are not.
Reported.
I I don't know what kind of world you live in, but there are not people being raped all of the time. Well, I don't recall the last time I heard a rape allegation in the city where I live.
If there are people being raped all the time, they're being raped in federal facilities or otherwise government-run facilities.
Yeah, I mean, this lady is literally saying that if women are allowed to walk around as men are allowed to walk around, that is to say topless, that men are just going to start raping. These men have all these rapist tendencies, but they've been holding them back, Captain. They've been holding them back because they haven't seen a pair of nipples in public, but as soon as they see it, they're going to go start raping.
I wish her connection was better. I would like to know, you know, how she explains the people who did grow up with never seeing nipples exposed in public who also became perverts.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Sheila. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, and Camel Toe in the chat room says, is this woman using a...
He says, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a Southern woman, and I like the Southern accent, but she was just a little bit out there as far as her opinions
were
concerned.
Is this lady using a Qualcomm phone from 1996? The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue, you can bring up what you want. Mortified Penguin is on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Penguin.
Well, you know, those that know me and know of me would probably know I'm one of the last people that's going to advocate for women going around topless.
You're a Muslim, aren't you?
Not really. Yes, I am practicing Muslim. Mm-hmm. And but that's not really the libertarian position here. I mean, you know, it's not whether we have a law saying people can, people can't. People can largely in New Hampshire, and most people don't.
That's right.
So first of all, is that just generally
99.99% of people do not do this.
But more importantly, like, the state is a monopoly on the use of violence in a given landmass. It's not a community or an organic group of people who have effects on each other and social relationships. And I think they can figure out when to and not to wear clothes without kind of stepping on each other's toes to some extent. Well, let's say I'm in the woods up in Lancaster or wherever, and somebody in a place that's in the, you know, jurisdiction known as New Hampshire somewhere else is going topless over in Portsmouth or whatever. I almost certainly will never know that happened.
What if they're in the woods with you in Lancaster?
I'm sorry?
What if the topless person is in the same woods with you in Lancaster? What if they're in within your vision?
Well, if they're within my vision, I mean, are they on my, you know, it's a question, it's a matter of property and it's a matter of...
You're all on a campground together.
Well, I guess that's where I signed up for being in the same campground. We have a free association. Yeah, so, we have a right to choose which campground we go to.
Right.
It brings it back to choice, right? If you subscribe to a religion that says it's not cool for you to look at a woman's face, a woman's body, or a specific part, then that's on you. You're like, oh, that's against my religion. I should turn away or otherwise not be present.
Right. But you wouldn't want, as a libertarian, thank you for the call, Penguin, appreciate it, you wouldn't want to force your religious view on other people. And, you know, I don't think God would want you to do that either. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both sides in the president's impeachment trial have filed briefs outlining their strategies. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony. House Democrats have now released new documents from Lev Parnas. Some want him as a witness. He is under federal indictment for illegal campaign violations. Democrat Ted Lieu is accusing fellow California Congressman Devin Nunes of conspiring with Parnas to undermine the U.S. government. A lawyer for Nunes threatened to sue Lieu if he didn't apologize. The congressman tweeted his response, welcoming the lawsuit, taking discovery from Congressman Nunes, then adding, "Or you can take your letter and shove it." Nunes denies conspiring with Parnas, telling Fox,
"I mean, this is someone who doesn't tell the truth. It's something that didn't happen."
He says Parnas is just trying to get a lighter sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
That rabbit has stolen the XRF spectrometer.
Wow, that is a obscure reference.
Sorry, yeah, that's Marvin the Martian.
Referencing...
Where is the kaboom?
Something about...
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Referencing something about gold detection?
Yeah, so I think in the cartoon it's like,
that rabbit has stolen the PX-35 space modulator.
Yes, yeah, that's about right.
And I referenced the XRF spectrometer because it came up in conversation about goldbacks earlier.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about goldbacks. By the way, the goldback people noticed a bump in people signing up for the gold back.
That's
week.
Awesome. Did you guys hear that, you listeners? Right? We said something, and you guys went and did a thing, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But that's because it's a pretty cool thing. It's not like people will do the things we say.
Oh, sorry, I'm Captain Kickass, by the way. I never did say who I am.
That's right, and I'm
sorry.
Here. So you can bring up anything you want. You know, we just had Mortified Penguin on the line, and we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about toplessness and the law, Supreme Court decisions, and he had pointed out, and I think he touched on this, we didn't get too deep into it, but he pointed out that, you know, just because you're a libertarian doesn't mean you support people being topless. You can still be against, so sort of like, you know, take some sort of moral perspective, if that's what you believe it is.
Or religious.
Yeah, or religious perspective that it's wrong to be topless, whether you're a woman or a male or whatever perspective you have on it. You can have your perspective, but being a libertarian means that you will not use the violence, you will not use violence either of the state or your own personal violence to stop someone from doing something that's immoral. If someone's hurting another person, if someone's using violence on another human being, you absolutely have the right to step in and, you know, get involved and stop that from happening. But if somebody's doing something to themselves, then you don't. And if somebody's exposing a portion of their body that you choose to keep private, you just leave them alone. And that's it.
But you guys just want a bunch of topless women walking around all the time.
I know, it's cold outside. I wouldn't want them.
Well, I mean, first of all, we've already experienced the subsection of humanity that would want certain requirements on that. Right? Certain brackets, if you will, right? It wouldn't apply to everybody, right?
Let's continue. We have Abby Normal. She's on our Discord server on the call-in lines there. Go ahead, Abby Normal.
Abby.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just wanted to say that, like, I think that offense is taken in the eye of the beholder. You know, I feel like I have a 13-year-old son, and I'm super real with him, and he is with me. So, you know, we talk about everything, not everything in detail, of course, but he's very open with me, and I am with him, and I feel like it's important to be that way. And you know, we even talk about masturbation, and me simply telling him that it's okay, like, mm-hmm. for him to do that. So I am aware he's 13. I would say most boys are that in that age group are going to be around or know what a woman looks like underneath her clothes.
Yeah, I would say that if you're 13 years old in today's world and you haven't seen a naked lady, your parents have not let you on the internet, nor go over to any of your friends' houses or leave the house at all.
They're probably HBO or whatever. Yeah. Right.
You're probably kept in a cage in a closet or something.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But I'm pretty open with him. I know not all parents can, like, be that way, but I would have absolutely no problem with him being around a topless woman. Like, not all nudity is not sexual. And I think if we just keep preaching about nudity being bad, then I think it decreases people's self-confidence and body image.
That's such a great point. That's such a great point, Abby, about not all nudity is sexual. In fact, the majority of it is not.
By default, it is not sexual.
Well, yeah, and in primitive cultures, full nudity is accepted.
Right.
And I'm sure they have the same problems, I'm sure, over here, only probably less.
If somebody sees nudity as sexual, it's because it's that way in their head. It's not that way by default. It's probably because that person has been raised in a very oppressive environment where they were taught that nudity is sexual and that it's bad. It's bad to see a woman's genitals or to see a man's genitals or whatever, to see breasts. Just the sight of those things is somehow titillating, and that could become true for that person, and that could be true for that individual. Mm-hmm. But by default, I think we're all born naked, and we don't have those beliefs at that time. So those are inculcated, those beliefs.
Yes.
Yeah. I just think if we keep doing this and putting it that. For women, it's okay for men, but not for women. It comes across as a forbidden taboo, and thus making it, you know, more curious and thought of as, you know, bad.
Yeah, it's because of the conditioning, of course.
And if you don't want to see it, close your eyes. Look the other way. Wear a bag over your head.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hard to avoid it if you do not want to be around it.
I'm really glad that your son has a mom who's a little more wide open about it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Abby. Appreciate hearing from you. We've got some really great lady calls on this topic.
My mom's wide open.
And we've also had some really, prudish females calling in tonight. So we've had the whole, you know, gamut.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Jesse is on the line in Virginia. Going to change up the topic here a little bit, Jesse. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm just kind of concerned about the Virginia governor declaring a state of emergency around the gun lobbying day this January 20th.
I heard about this. I heard there's going to be yeah, there's going to be like a massive protest apparently in Richmond, Virginia on Monday.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. It's going to be the GOA and
Gun Owners of America.
Yeah, Gun Owners of America and the
I'm assuming Virginia, everybody protesting is going to be armed.
They're prohibiting that.
They're prohibiting that, actually.
They've abolished...
In past years, it's always been armed. But this year, they're declaring a state of emergency because the governor, in his own words, he's like scared of like imminent violence from, you know, white nationalists.
Well, they supposedly have arrested some Nazis. There was a story about that, and so they're drumming up this thing to be, you know, probably way more scary than it actually would be, and they're trying to make it sound like the gun activists are all a bunch of Nazis, which is false, and the gun activists are dangerous, which is false. It's the government gang that's dangerous. Yeah. They're the ones who are prohibiting weapons, and if there's going to be somebody 100%. Who fires it, if there's going to be somebody who fires at somebody on Monday, I bet you it's going to be a government agent firing on somebody in the crowd, and they'll use an excuse like, I thought I saw a gun, or he was looking scary, I was in fear for my life, I thought he had a gun in his hand when it was actually a cell phone, or, you know, something like
that. And I'd like to point out that when something like this happens, when there is going to be an armed protest, and some government goon decides, oh, we're going to forbid guns from this protest, that means that the government is scared, and governments should fear their people. They should not, you know, people should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Are you going, by the way, Jesse, on Monday? Are you going to be attending this?
No, I will not be attending this.
Why?
I currently live with my parents, and I don't own a gun myself.
That doesn't mean you can't
go. But when I move out, I'll definitely, it doesn't mean I can't go. That's correct. But I'm just, there's a lot of theories going around that are just, that are crazy, pretty crazy.
I'm a nonviolent guy, right? I don't think that violence is the way to sort of solve the problems that the idea of government presents to humanity. But at the same time, there is one tried and true method that has worked historically to enact change within governments, and that's by all of the people who are under a government showing up at the government's door and not leaving until they get their way.
I don't think that's going to happen on Monday. Thank you, Jesse, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But we'll see. Time will tell. And if you're there in Virginia and you attend the protest, feel free to call and you live through it.
Yeah, give us an eyewitness report.
Feel free to call in on Monday night and let us know. In fact, Captain Kickass, you'll be on that night. We've got more coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you.
Your mom's wide open.
If you can get on the lines with us here tonight. Somebody who's tuning in right now has no idea what that's referencing.
Like what?
Sounds really offensive. But you could be saying that she's really open-minded.
She is.
Know? Right. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And you know that because you've spent a lot of time with your mom. I mean, with someone else's mom.
The proverbial your mom.
Right. 855-450-FREE. We continue here. And, oh, by the way, Mortified Penguin called in earlier, and he mentioned being on a campground in the northern mountains of New Hampshire. I think he was talking about Forkfest, which is on Rogers Campground. Very, very beautiful location. You cannot speak to it, Captain, because you have not yet been there. But you will be able to soon enough because you're going to Forkfest.
It's coming up.
2020. It's June 29th until July 5th. So, I mean, it's not coming right up, but it's time to start thinking about it. It's time to start, you know, mark it on your calendar and maybe call Rogers Campground and go ahead and reserve your camping, your RV site, or your motel room, whatever you feel like reserving there, for Forkfest, which is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. Now, what does it mean to be a decentralized festival? That means that there's no one in charge. That means that there's no board of directors, there's no organizers, there's no ticket prices. All you got to do is just get the campsite and then set up your tent or whatever, set up your RV and have fun hanging out with other people. Technically, toplessness is not prohibited. You could be topless. I don't think I've seen female toplessness at Forkfest. There has been some at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival from which Forkfest forked off of. But there was controversy over that when that happened. There were there was a topless lady, 1 or 2 years, I think, a couple different ladies.
Yeah.
There was one guy who wore a loincloth, and that really upset some of the more square families.
Did anybody freak out?
Some square families freaked out about that.
But I mean, like,
parents.
Did the nipples that were exposed cause anybody any harm?
Oh, well, I mean, from our perspective, no, of course not. But from the perspective of the prude, then they believe that, yes, harm was caused. I mean, we heard their calls earlier tonight where they freaked out.
What they believe and what there's evidence for are two different things.
Well, that's true. So if you want to join the fun over at ForkFest, go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. Again, there's no tickets, so you just got to just plan to be there. And if you want to plan something for the people who are there to do, you can do that too. So like the guys from AnyPay put up a really big dome last time, and they threw some exclusive parties there. And some people got mad at them because they were exclusive parties. But it's their dome. They can do what they want with it. Some people had a completely open tent where anybody was allowed to come in and hang out. There was the Alt Expo. There were a bunch of people who were doing food cooking that was
nice.
Awesome. And a lot of actually everybody who was cooking food at ForkFest last year accepted cryptocurrency, which was super cool. So, you know, join the fun at ForkFest.party. You can also connect with the ForkFest chat room and forum there. And it is, it's going to be great. It's going to be year number four, and it's going to encompass Independence Day for the very first time ever. And I'm pretty excited about that.
You can come and party with Captain Kickass.
Indeed. And and we don't know what everybody's going to create for people to do there. I'm pretty sure Alt Expo will be back, so we can probably count on them to come back. I heard Man Camp is probably coming back this time around as well. So Jay Noon putting a Man Camp together. He said that he's going to have some of his Man Camp people run the Man Camp this year. So people that he trained at Man Camp last year will take over some of the trainings.
Some additional men
year.
To run Man Camp?
Well, you don't have to be a man to run Man Camp. You can be trained by Man Camp.
The figurative men.
Yeah. There were some, you know, children and some women that were taking classes there at Man Camp.
Awesome.
So lots of things to do, but it's up to you to create it. ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar, June 29th until July 5th. We continue here. David is in New Mexico listening to KENN. Go ahead, David.
Spot on with my topic of how about them Nazis?
How about
Nazis
them?
Are pretty much, well, they're pretty much universal, aren't they? Nazis telling you can't be topless. Nazis
yep.
telling you can't do this, can't do that, can't do the other thing.
Are you saying, David, that there's some nipple Nazis in this world?
Yeah, nipple Nazis, and there are soup Nazis, and there are the dipping your nipples in your soup Nazis. And
well, you're using the term Nazi in a more general sense, the sense that somebody will tell, you know, is telling you what to do or else, which is really more of an authoritarian sense. Of course, Nazi actually means National Socialist, and there's nothing particularly socialist or not socialist about topless bans. There's all kinds of prudes who would not consider themselves socialists who are absolutely in favor of topless bans. So, I mean, it's more of a statist authoritarian thing than anything else.
Right, but nowadays Nazi means more the soup Nazi thing than it does the socialist thing from 1940s Germany.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway,
somebody who corrects your grammar is referred to as a grammar Nazi, et cetera, and so on.
Grammar Nazi, yeah. So it's that definition of Nazi is far more prevalent than the original. But so the Nazis that I called about tonight, this is interesting. Well, first of all, let me add that your main problem, as I see it, is if you look at the way the, you know, let's pick on we white people, white Europeans from...
How do you know we're white people?
I've seen you on TV.
How much black person do you have to have in you to be black?
One drop and then you're black. That's the rule, right?
I don't know what the rule is. I was asking you.
Yeah, anyway, we're getting sidetracked. My point is that across the Americas, actually across the whole world before the Europeans got the quote-unquote civilized, I guess you could also blame that on Chinese and whatever other cultures that's quote-unquote civilized, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of years prior to the Americans, the original Americans, the indigenous peoples of North and South America, before they were forced to live like the other parts of the world did, they were living tribally. We were all living tribally. And yes, there were plenty of problems then, but there were far fewer because, first of all, tribes were smaller bands of, you know, you had a tribe and then you actually had sub-tribes because you had mm-hmm. bands and clans. And whenever a group of people, you know, meaning even as few as a dozen people, had a different view of how they wanted to live, they could just go off into their, you know, their, right. make their own little band of...
Schisms.
It
happens in religions all the time. And you know what? I appreciate your call tonight, David. Thank you for the call. We've got a different Dave on the line. This one's in North Dakota. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Yeah, I like to kill people. And
really?
If I shouldn't Tell me why. Why shouldn't I?
Wait, you enjoy killing people as in you have already?
Don't duck and dodge and try to eat up the time. Give me a reason why, if I like to kill people, why I shouldn't.
Because you're violating somebody else's right to life.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion.
Does their opinion hold more weight than mine?
Well, if what you're saying is I have an opinion about rights, you're correct. I do believe in the idea of rights because that benefits humanity.
And somebody who
is a psychopath, which is what you are saying you are, sir, is as a murderer. Somebody who is a psychopath does not believe in the idea of rights.
Particularly if you enjoy it.
So most of us who are sane believe in the idea of rights because having rights is a benefit to mankind. And so when you take away somebody's life from them without their permission, because mostly that's what happens when somebody gets murdered, they did not give permission for their life to be taken away, you have violated that person's rights.
Please,
now, if you disagree with
the argument.
What?
You want a filibuster. You're not going to let me speak.
You're speaking right now.
Okay. No. Why does your opinion, or anybody who disagrees with me, or other people, there's lots of people who like to kill. All you have to do is look back through history and just look around at current.
Yeah, look at the cops.
Why does their opinion not carry as much weight as the opinions of others?
Because psychopaths should not, be able to carry weight.
Are you a psychologist?
Are you?
Are you qualified?
Are you?
You're the guy. You're the guy making the mental assessment. I'm not. I'm just asking.
You're the one who called the radio and said you like to kill people. So
it's a fact.
I'm guessing that you don't actually like to kill people. And that you're just trying to make some kind of a ridiculous point to suggest that a psychopath's opinion should be weighed the same as someone else's opinion.
To his point, the psychopath opinion does have more weight than everybody else's opinion. Look at militaries bombing people, right?
Look at politicians.
Look at politicians and ordering the bombs. And look at
you're filibustering again, you coward!
Oh my God, Dave!
You're a little coward. You got.
We're answering your questions. Dave,
no,
here's what I'd like you to do. You called. We got your call in here right at the end of the show. We're almost out of time. I'm sure you're going to accuse I'm sure you're going to accuse us of fixing the clock,
right, yeah.
As well. But the fact is,
we're
out of time.
Night, bro.
So I'd like to invite you to call in tomorrow night at the very beginning of the show. We will start the show with your call, Dave. You call at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will have you on, and you can talk about why psychopaths matter, okay? Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and lcaptainkickass.com for more of him. Peace.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.